This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Kaveh Kagazi. A Missouri Senate committee has approved a budget plan that cuts funding for social services but not education. Today, the Senate Appropriations Committee signed off on its version of a $24 billion budget for the 2013 fiscal year starting July 1st. The budget is about $86 million less than the version approved earlier by the House. This week, the Senate committee decided to hold funding for flat public colleges and universities. The panel has also cut funding for state grants to preschools and for subsidized child care to low-income working parents. The Senate's plan also makes a smaller cut than the House had proposed in the health care program for the blind, while assuming participants would start paying deductibles and premiums. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has appointed a St. Louis trial judge to serve on the State Court of Appeals. Today, Nixon appointed Circuit Judge Angela Quiglis to fill the vacancy on the court's Eastern District. The vacancy was created by Judge George Draper's elevation to the state Supreme Court last October. Quiglis was appointed as a circuit judge in 2003. She previously worked as an attorney for the Missouri Department of Revenue and the State Public Service Commission. Quiglis was one of three candidates submitted to Nixon by a special judicial nominating commission. Legislation allowing Missourians to place their cell phone numbers on the state's telemarketing no-call list is moving forward. Today, the House voted for the bill allowing the addition of cell phones to the list, which would put them off limits to most solicitations by phone call or text message. Sponsoring House member Todd Richardson, a Republican from Poplar Bluff, says expanding the registry would protect the privacy of Missourians. The legislation moves to the Senate, which has already endorsed a similar bill. The Missouri Attorney General's office maintains the no-call list. That office reports getting 150 to 200 calls a week from people complaining about telemarketing calls to cell phones or seeking to add numbers to the no-call list. The Department of Health and Senior Services has confirmed an increase in E. coli cases from 5 cases to 7. 3 of the 7 cases were in Boone County, with 1 requiring hospitalization. 2 were from Cooper County. Howard and Camden counties each had 1. Columbia and Boone County Health Department spokesperson Jenna Lee Alexander says all 3 of the Boone County patients had consumed raw milk in the past 2 weeks.
While the common link between these 3 is raw dairy products, there are a lot of ways that someone can get E. coli. So like I mentioned, there are a lot of ways to protect yourself as well.
Alexander recommends people thoroughly wash their fruits and vegetables, cook meat thoroughly, and avoid drinking unpasteurized juice and dairy products. For KBIA News, I'm Kaveh Kagazi.